Good morning, everyone. Welcome to FAST 2014. This is the 12th iteration of the Usenix conference on file and storage technologies. My name is Bianca Schroeder. This over here is Inu Thereska. Together, we've had the honor and the pleasure to serve as co-chairs for this conference. Some of you might already have had a chance to look at the technical program. We think it's a really exciting program. We really hope that you will enjoy it. So this is a computer systems conference, and no talk in a computer systems conference, not even the opening remarks, are complete without at least some numbers and some graphs. So here are our numbers. So the first number is actually a number that we would like to thank all of you for, and that is the number of registered attendees. We have, as of this morning, 535 registered attendees. That's not only a record number in the 12-year history of FAST, we're actually sold out. It's the first time ever that I've heard of a conference being sold out, but we are actually sold out. So thanks to all of you for making that happen, a great number that we're proud of. The second number is the number of paper submissions. We had 133 paper submissions. That's only four papers short of the record number of submissions in 2012, and it's, I think, four higher than last year's number of submissions. Out of those 133 papers, we accepted 24. Those are the papers that you're going to see in the technical program today and in the next couple of days. This makes, if you do the math, for a very competitive acceptance ratio of only 18%. So looking at all those numbers together, I think it's pretty clear that FAST is a growing and a very healthy conference, and we're very happy to see those numbers. So we have more numbers. And these are numbers that I like because they show that a long-standing FAST tradition is continuing, and that is the tradition to bring together practitioners and researchers. If you look at the 24 papers that we have accepted, only half of them, 12 of those 24 papers, are purely academic papers, meaning that all the authors have affiliations in academia. More than a third of the papers, 9 of the 24 papers, are actually collaborations between people in academia and in industry. And then there are 3 papers that are pure industry papers. So that's a great tradition that FAST has started and that we're happy to see is continuing. FAST is also continuing to be able to attract both attendees and submissions from all over the world. If you look at just the 24 papers that we accepted, they have authors that come from 7 different countries. They're on the slide there. That includes countries in North America, in Europe, and in Asia. I'm sure if we look at the affiliations of people in the audience, the number is much higher. I don't have the number on that. But all of these are trends that we are happy to see FAST continuing. So here's our graph. So one thing that Inu and I were curious about is, what are the different topic areas that our submissions cover? So when we configured the HotCrab submission server, we configured it so that each author who submits a paper selects one or a number of topic areas from a list that we set up that best describe the content of their paper. And we looked at what are the most common topic areas. The 7 most common topic areas are the 7 areas that you see on the, y-axis, if you want to, on this graph. And their numbers for this year, the brown bars for 2014. We've also included numbers from the previous 3 years of FAST. And you'll notice a bunch of things. One is that solid-state storage continues to be the single most frequent topic area. More than a third of all the submissions were in some way or another related to solid-state storage. That has been the case for the last 3 years. Another trend that continued is that, cloud storage, papers related to cloud storage make up the second most common category. This is an area that has been growing over the last years, if you look at the bars. It seems to be leveling off right now at around 25%. All the other areas, the other 5 areas that are in the top 10 are all more, somewhat older, more traditional areas. They're all slightly shrinking and roughly with the same frequency of about 15 to 20%. One thing that's important to note when looking at this graph is that these are just the 7 most common areas. There's a much larger number of topic areas. If you look at the proceedings, you will see there's much more than just those 7 areas, including, for example, personal and mobile storage, in-memory storage. So there's really a broad range of topics, and we're hoping that in this program there's something for everybody's taste. Everybody will find something they like. So putting together a conference like this is obviously not something that Inu and I could have done or would have wanted to do by ourselves. And we have been really fortunate to have the help of a great number of really amazingly helpful people who we would like to thank. The first are the 28 brave men and women who serve on our program committee. And I'm saying brave because they not only finished more than 500 reviews in a relatively short time period. Almost all of them also came out in person to the program committee meeting in Toronto in December. And Toronto is not the most pleasant location to be in December. That includes PC member who traveled all the way from Europe and from Asia, and one PC member who traveled to Toronto with her brand new 3-month-old baby. So I think that gives you some idea of how seriously people took this job and their dedication to this conference. And I think they definitely deserve a round of applause for that. The second group of people that we would like to thank are, first of all, our tutorial coordinator, John Strunk. If you have been here for the tutorials yesterday and you enjoyed them, if you see John in the hallway, he's the person you might want to thank. The FAST steering committee has been incredibly helpful throughout the whole last year. They not only answered all the questions we had on any aspects of the conference, they gave us feedback within a really short time. They often not only answered our questions, they actually anticipated our questions before we even knew we had them and answered them. So they have been really fabulous. So one round of applause for the steering committee and for John Strunk. So the last group of people that we would like to thank are the USENIX people. Putting together a conference like this involves so many logistical, administrative things, and these people made it all happen. They took care of things like setting up the submission site, maintaining the web page, doing all the local arrangements, taking care of registrations, answering all the questions that we had, actually making many of the slides that I'm using here. They have been really great, and that's another group of people that we would definitely like to thank with a round of applause. So finally, conferences actually cost money, and FAST has been very fortunate to have a group of very loyal sponsors, some of whom have been supporting this conference for a very long time. Half of the sponsors are on this slide. The other half is on the next slide. There are so many that we actually did 2 slides to fit them all. On this slide, for example, IBM Research and SNIA have been supporting this conference since the very first iteration of FAST, which happened in 2012. Most of the other organizations on this slide have been supporting FAST for more than 7 years. There are also a few newcomers who are on this slide. So altogether, what these people make possible is things like having receptions, having student travel grants, luxuries that otherwise we wouldn't have. Many of the organizations on this slide are also exhibitors, so you might want to stop by their desk in the lobby and talk to them in person and maybe thank them for their support. So one round of applause for the sponsors of this conference. So here's the final thank you. The first one is to all of you for coming and helping us to set this record number of registrations. The other one is a thank you to all the authors who have submitted their papers, because that's really what the core of this conference is. That's what it's about, the papers that are submitted and accepted. And also thanks to all of the external reviewers who spent a lot of time as well helping us with some papers where we maybe didn't have the right expertise in the program committee. So thanks to you, and thanks to the authors of papers and external reviewers. And with this, I'm handing things over to Ino.
Okay. Another glass was broken, so I've been told we've broken 16 so far. So tables are a bit narrow, so we have to watch out for that. Briefly on some instructions before moving on to the Best Paper Award. For the speakers, please report to the session chairs in advance and identify yourself. There are going to be buffs. You can host your own buff, and you can check on the website for the latest schedule. We have a work in progress session tomorrow. The list of accepted presentations is online. We kindly ask the presenters to check the order that they are presenting and just double check that their name is there. We have two poster sessions and receptions, again, everything is online, the list of posters accepted. Everybody presents one of the posters in one of the sessions, so please do check which session your poster goes to. We have a great keynote presentation tomorrow from Krista Sanovic from UC Berkeley on Firebox, a hardware building block for 2020 warehouse scale computers, so this should be quite exciting. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the morning. A couple of upcoming USENIX events. I'm not going to go through all of these. Just a couple. NSDI is coming up. Of course, register for that. And I'm sure many of you are busy writing papers for OSDI. The deadline for that is towards the end of April. So we'll move on now to the Best Paper Award. This is a USENIX cash award. So we have the award over here. The procedure we followed was after we had all the camera readies, we asked the PC members to give us their nominations. We looked at them, and we've decided for one Best Paper Award this year. The award this year goes to the Log Structured Memory for DRAM-based storage paper from Stephen Rumble, Ankita K. Rival, and John Ausserhout. Can I please ask for us? So the paper is going to be presented today immediately after these remarks. And then the final thing I have before moving on to the presentation is FAST 2015. Save the date. It's going to be February 16th to 19th, 2015, and the program co-chair is going to be Yuri Schindler and Erez Zadok. Can I please ask them to get up and identify themselves, wherever they are? Yuri. And Erez, over there.